You are listening to The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk with innovators and policymakers on how to better feed the world. I'm your host, Max Johnston. In an ever-growing global food economy, farmers need every advantage they can get to feed a hungry world. And every farmer needs fertilizer. Reporter Gloria Nzeka interviewed Dr. Regis Chikowo about using new chemical processes to get more efficient fertilizer in the hands of farmers.
In sub-Saharan Africa, demand for fertilizers, the substance that farmers add to the soil to increase its fertility, is increasing, according to a report by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. Due to high fertilizer prices, smallholder farmers' productivity is often held back. With this challenge in mind, Dr. Regis Chikowo, a researcher in the Department of Plant, Soil, and Microbial Sciences at Michigan State University, embarked on a project in Malawi, experimenting the concept of precision agriculture, where the fertilizer, in this case nitrogen, is used sparingly based on rainfall trends.
We are doing some form of responsive management of nitrogen. We want to be very precise. That's why it's kind of some form of precision agriculture. We want to use nitrogen when it's necessary to apply the right quantity of fertilizer to apply based on the season quality. Many NGOs, many extension systems use kind of fixed recommendations on fertilizers. And it tends to be a disincentive to farmers, especially when the season fails. They apply a lot of nitrogen, and then when the season fails, what happens? They've lost their investment. So what are we saying? We are saying, let's apply nitrogen that, the amount of nitrogen that kind of connects with the season quality. So this is more like responsive farming, where if you have got a lot of rainfall, then the yield potential is also high. You can actually invest more in more fertilizer. So we tend to use that in a very flexible way, looking at rainfall received. At planting, obviously, we plant with the recommended fertilizer rate. Then as the season progresses, we have got three splits of fertilizer. We can apply it 4 weeks after germination, another at 6 weeks, and then another one at 9 weeks. Basically, what we do is, at 4 weeks, if it is too dry, we withhold the nitrogen. We don't apply, because it's not worth it investing when you know your resources will not be used efficiently. And then if there is a lot of rainfall or little rainfall, we become responsive to that. This season, most of January was dry. There was kind of an impending drought. So what we did is we applied the first top dressing at 4 weeks after that. And in some treatments, that was about it all. We didn't have to apply anymore. And then we received a lot of rain starting about beginning of February. But then for nitrogen management, it's already too late. The maize is already tasseled. Therefore, it's already too late to apply any fertilizer at that stage. Actually, use efficiency of fertilizer applied at that stage will be very low. So form of precision farming that we are actually testing. So we want to see how far this approach will compare with a fixed application rate where you recommend 70 kgs of nitrogen, you apply that, and that's it. Whether there is a good season or a bad season, it doesn't matter.
The project is carried out in southern Malawi, in a district called Machinga and another called Mangochi. Experiments are taking place across the climate gradient, moving from a low agriculture potential area where the climate is hot, with less rainfall, to a more perfect environment where rainfall is high, the climate is a bit cooler, and productivity is high. Dr. Chikowo said access to fertilizers in Africa is very limited. Therefore, using fixed amounts of fertilizers tend to be a disincentive to farmers.
Fertilizer is probably twofold expensive compared to the fertilizer in the US. So it's all about imports, the transaction cost, and so on. So use efficiency becomes very dear to us because as soon as farmers access some fertilizer, wasting that fertilizer is not an option. So that's why we're trying to look at responsive management of an important resource such as fertilizer, you apply when it is necessary to do so for good returns to investments. That's basically the key objective of that.
Keeping issues of climate change in mind, this approach to using fertilizers is also a risk management strategy.
You know, there is climate change, risk has increased in farming and so on. And we have to be strategic in terms of how we use limited resources so that we are risk averse, one. Two, use efficiency, confidence to farmers to invest in that technology.
Dr. Chico and his team are looking forward to harvest season in the next few weeks, and so far the project is promising.
In some sites, actually, maize is already getting towards the physiological maturity. So in the next 3-4 weeks, we'll start harvesting those experiments. Yeah.
Working with the local extension system, Dr. Chico said local farmers in Malawi are the stakeholders in this project. The end goal is to integrate research outputs into the country's farming system.
Local extension will be there permanently, so they have to understand what we are doing. Principally, we work with farmers and local extension and the local research arm of the government. Yeah. You know, it's the government that can reach millions of farmers, not research projects like ours. So working with the local extension and also the local agriculture research system, we have the overall mandate for the country to move technologies. We also want to write pamphlets that can be read at that local level, which are not quite with no scientific jargon or anything, but things that normal people, local people can follow.
For the Food Fix, I'm Gloria Nzeka.
What do you think of precision agriculture? Email us with any questions or comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com or leave them in the comments below this post. The Food Fix is a project of the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation and the Knight Center for Environmental Journalism at Michigan State University. I've been your host, Max Johnston. Thanks for listening.